Okay, who wants to pick a song? All right, let's start here. Which one? Number 40. All right, perfect. That's great. So, good place to start. This back page is full of really good ones to start with. Just flip it over. Ooh, that's a nice one. I like that one. Okay. Let's sing number 40. Anybody find it on the very back? Easy to find. I liked it. In our little Sunday school back at home, we usually use the other books. And a lot of times it's hard to find. So I like to help all the kids find them. Song, so they don't have to try to find it while we're singing, right? Then you're ready to sing. These are pretty easy. Most of the ones we're going to pick are on the back. Okay? Let's sing number 40.
Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so.
Me. Okay? And we're going to sing it like that, but we're going to just do the motions. Maybe instead of singing it out loud.
And Bible.
Well, maybe we better sing it out loud. Just sing it out loud.
Bible is this.
Bible? Yeah. You know why it is?
Because it's about Jesus.
That's right. What does it mean when we point at our hands? What does it mean? Do you know what happened to the Lord Jesus? What happened?
He died on the cross.
Yeah, he died on the cross. Why would he do this? What do you think? You're right, absolutely. He died on the cross for my sins and for yours. Except, but there's a thing like this when we do that. That's actually, remember what? Well, it didn't actually hold. You know what they did to his hands? Remember what they did? What did they do?
They put nails.
Nails. Drew nails into his hands. Okay? And that's why we do this. Okay, isn't that interesting that that's a universal sign for the Lord Jesus? This? Okay. Alright, let's sing it and we'll do the motions along with it, okay? Just the last chorus.
Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. The Bible tells me so.
I didn't do very good on the last one.
So it's like this, or like this, because when a judge makes a law, he breaks his pen so that it's.
Oh, wow. All right. Lord, something new. Okay. All right. Let's sing another song. Who else wants to pick one? Okay. Lincoln, what do you want to sing? You don't have. It doesn't have to be in the book. You can just pick one. Okay. Let's sing it. You want to pick a different one? Which one? What do you think? You want to do the two little, Be Careful Little Eyes? Is that the one? I think you like that one. All right? We'll sing Be Careful Little Eyes. How about that? All right?
Oh, be careful little eyes what you see. Oh, be careful little eyes what you see. There's a Father up above looking down in tender love. Oh, be careful little eyes what you see. Oh, be careful, little ears, what you hear. Oh, be careful, little ears, what you hear. There's a Father up above, looking down in tender love. Oh, be careful, little ears, what you hear. Oh, be careful, little tongue, what you say. Oh, be careful, little tongue, what you say. There's a Father up above, looking down in tender love. Oh, be careful, little tongue, what you say. Oh, be careful, little hands, what you do. Oh, be careful, little hands, what you do. There's a Father up above, looking down in tender love. Oh, be careful, little hands, what you do. Careful little feet where you go. Oh, be careful little feet where you go. There's a Father up above looking down in tender love. Oh, be careful little feet where you go.
All right, very good. Okay, let's sing maybe a couple more. Are there any other kids out there that want to? Okay. Go ahead. Which one would you like? You can either pick one on.
Throne of God in heaven.
All right. That's a great one. Is that on here?
Yeah.
Okay.
Number 41.
41. Thank you. Okay.
Around the throne of God in heaven will many children sing. Children whose sins are all forgiven will. Anthems ring, singing glory, glory.
Oh.
All right. Well, we just talked about there's going to be a lot of children in heaven. You know, and in here, what did it say? It says something about stars. How many stars? If you look up at night and it's a really dark night, and you start counting, how long would it take you to count all the stars? What's that?
10 million years.
I don't think you'd ever get done, right? Okay. But the point is, what did it say here? It said, like the stars. There's a lot of warning. Okay, so there's lots and lots of stars. And you know what? And that's the point. There's going to be lots and lots and lots of children up there in heaven. But you know, they're not just going to be there. They're going to be singing. They're going to be gathered around the Lord Jesus, singing and praising Him. But for how long? Do you think it'll be just for maybe an hour, like we have, or 45 minutes like we have Sunday school?
No.
No.
How long? Longer than that.
You know what? We talked about how the Lord Jesus, He loved us so much, He died on that cross. And all of us, not only the little children, but everyone who loved the Lord Jesus, we're going to be up there forever. We can't understand that. We've been talking about that. We can't understand. Our minds think, you know, okay, forever, that's a long, long time. But not just a long, long time, but it's not time, right? We can't understand that. It's forever, right? And we're going to be praising and worshiping Him, giving Him thanks for forever. There's no other way we can explain that. Right? It's because of what He did for me and for you. Okay? All right. Who else? Somebody else pick a song out, right? We'll sing a couple more maybe. All right. Logan, what do you want to sing? If it's not in here, you can just say it. Okay. Some, maybe there's one that you know. Which one do you want to sing? You can just think of one. Number one. Somebody remember what number one is in the other book? A certain man. Okay. All right. Perfect. Certain man. Okay.
A certain man of whom we read who lived in days of old. Though he was rich, he felt his need of something more than gold. Oh, yes, there's something more than gold. To know your sins are all forgiven is something more than gold. Calling to Him, Jesus.
Now, I want to sing one more. Somebody can pick it out. But somebody think of one that we can maybe has a few motions with it, all right? We can wake up a little bit. And then we're going to, when we're done with that one, we're going to ask the Lord for his help. Say the prayer. Okay?
Jesus loves me? We already did that.
Somebody think of one that maybe, what do you think, Allie? The wise man? All right, that's great. Okay? All right, so can you guys all help me? I need some help, right? So you know how to do the, everybody know the wise man? All right. Sometimes I've messed up before. Went like this, and you're supposed to do this. All right, so we'll try to keep it straight. All right? So, the wise man
built his house upon the rock. The wise man built his house upon the rock. The wise man built his house upon the rock. And the rains came tumbling down. The rains came down and the floods came up. The rains came down as the floods came up. The rains came down and the floods came up. And the house on the rock stood firm. The foolish man built his house upon the sand. The foolish man built his house upon the sand. Foolish man built his house upon the sand, and the rains came tumbling down. The rains came down, and the floods came up. The rains came down, and the floods came up. The rains came down, and the floods came up. And the house on the sand fell flat. So if you build on Christ, who is the rock, so if you build on Christ who is the rock, so if you build on Christ who is the rock, you'll be safe when the judgment comes. You will be safe when the judgment comes. You will be safe when the judgment comes. You will be safe when the judgment comes if you build on Christ the rock.
What is that song talking? You know, we sing a lot of these songs, but sometimes I think it's really important to understand what it's talking about, okay? I remember as a little kid growing up singing songs, and sometimes I didn't even know what the words meant when I was singing, and we were just singing because we sang them every week, right? But what does it mean when it says, does this?
When you judgment. Does it,
judgment. Now, what's judgment? What is judgment?
When you judge at someone.
Right, that's right. What is it talking about here? There's going to be judgment in a coming day. What is that judgment talking about? There's maybe different ways to understand this, but if we don't believe in the Lord Jesus, what's going to happen? What's going to happen?
We're also going to get free to hell.
That is right. Very good. And that is very, very solemn. That is very, very important to understand that if we don't accept the Lord Jesus Christ as our Savior, hell. A lot of people don't like to talk about that, but it's very important to understand. Okay? And we don't have to go there. We don't have to go to hell because the Lord Jesus died. We heard a beautiful gospel last night. I hope you were listening. Because it was very nice. Okay? The Lord Jesus, He died on the cross. His side was pierced. The blood flowed out for me. And for you too. Okay? Alright, we better say the verse. We're going to run out of time here, right? So let's ask the Lord for His help, and then we'll say the verse. How about that? Okay? Let's close our books and our eyes and talk to the Lord Jesus. Lord Jesus, we thank You so much for this time here this morning. We just pray very specially for each of these children in a very special way that they would, if they haven't already, that they would come to know the Lord Jesus Christ as their Savior, their very own personal Savior. We just pray, Lord Jesus, for Thy help this morning as they say the verse and we just talk about it just a bit too. We ask Thy blessing, Lord Jesus, in Thy precious and worthy name we pray, our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Okay, I don't know how you guys do it. I got to bring some paper up here, but the verse is found in Romans, and It is Romans chapter 5.
Verse 8.
Wow, thank you.
You guys are
top of it. All right, that's great. So it says, God commendeth his love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Right, very good. Now, somebody, if you don't want to say it, you don't have to, okay? I know it's kind of, there's a lot of people here, but don't worry, okay? If you want to say it, you can. If you don't, that's okay. All right? So who wants to say that? Raise your hand if you want to say it. Wow, that's great. Okay, let's just start over here, and if anybody wants to, we'll go around. You can say it. If you don't, that's okay. So what, you want to go ahead and say it? Very, very good. Okay.
Kevin?
All right. Great. Great. You want to say it, Landon? Okay. Logan, you want to say it? God commend us. All right. Great. You want to say it, Jacqueline? God commendeth his love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Romans 5:8. Great. Okay. Lincoln, you want to say it? God commendeth his love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Romans 5:8. Very good. All right. Do you want to say it? Okay, go ahead. Go. Excellent, excellent, great. Anybody over here want to say it? You want to say it? No? Okay. Would you like to say it?
Yeah.
All right. God.
God.
Commendeth his love.
God commendeth his love.
Toward us.
Toward us.
And that while we were yet sinners.
And while we were yet sinners.
Christ died for us.
Christ died for us.
Romans 5:8. Very, very good. All right. Anybody over here want to say it? Ellie, you want to say it? Okay. God. Very good. Okay. Would you like to say it? Excellent. Excellent. Did I miss anybody else? Okay. All right. That is very, very good. Okay. So, there's a... Let's see here. Let me find it here. It says... There's a little phrase in there that says, while we were yet sinners. Okay? We kind of talked about this maybe a little bit this morning already. But... And I've talked about this before back in our home assembly a little bit. But, you know, there's a... I like to think of this here, yet sinner. What do you think God thinks? What's that?
We used to be sinners. Yet sinners, it means that we were yet sinners, means we used to be sinners.
Well, you know what? We still sin, but God paid for those sins, right? The Lord Jesus paid for those sins. God gave his son. We're going to talk more about that, okay? And, you know, here, I like to think of a little piece in the Bible that kind of shows what God thinks of sin. What do you think God thinks of sin? What do you think he thinks of sin? Let's read a little bit real quick. Okay, we don't have very much time. But let's go back to Genesis in the very beginning, okay? In the very beginning, because I think that's a good place to look at what God thinks about sin. All right? when there was no sin yet. Okay? And then what happened when sin, the first sin came in? Okay, I think that's important to understand, and I think it helps us. Okay? So, we're going to turn back to Genesis, and you don't have to turn there. There's a verse that you all know. Remember, you remember who we're talking about, right? Remember Adam and Eve? Raise your hand if you remember Adam and Eve. Okay. Wow, great. You guys all remember Adam and Eve. Okay. So, does anybody remember what happened? What happened?
Oh, they ate the evil apple.
They ate of the fruit, right? Yeah. God had told them not to. Very good. All right, now we're going to read that verse. It says, I won't read much because we don't have time here, but it says in Genesis chapter 2, in verse 17, well, let's first back at 16. And the Lord God commanded the man, saying, of every tree of the garden, of Israel, he said, you can eat whatever fruit you want to here. Except, it says, but, verse 17, of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, thou shalt not eat of it. He told them, he said, you can eat whatever you want in this garden, a beautiful garden, okay? He said, you can eat any of this fruit, except, it said, but, this is the one thing. Well, he gave them one thing they couldn't do, okay? They couldn't eat. He says, but thou shalt not eat of it, the tree, the knowledge of good and evil. For in the day that thou eatest thereof, thou shalt surely what?
Die.
Okay? Ooh. Thou shalt surely die. So, they knew this. Okay? And then, we could read some of the verses. We won't read them because we don't have a whole lot of time here. But in the next part of the next chapter, the very beginning, it talks about the serpent. What's a serpent? Snake. Okay? The snake. And Satan came in the form of a snake. Okay? And he told them, you won't surely die. And so, I'm kind of paraphrasing a little bit. What did they end up doing? Eve said, oh, okay. Well, what happened? Yeah, what happened?
They
did. What did God say? He said, thou shalt surely
die.
That's right. What if? Well, she did. She took a bite of it. She gave some fruit to her husband. She gave some fruit to Adam. And what did he do? He knew it as well, right?
He ate all of it.
He ate it as well. He sinned. Now, I'm going to put that back there. Okay? He disobeyed. And I told you the answer. But what is it when you disobey? What is it?
When you don't do what you are told and you do the opposite.
Yeah, that's right. I didn't ask that in a very good way. When you disobey, it's a sin, right? They disobeyed God. And what did God think of it? He said, you are going to die if you eat of that fruit. And they did. That's what God thinks of sin. You know, I need some help reading this real quick. Thanks to Mr. Kaiser. He printed this off for me before Sunday school. Whoops. What's the wrong one here first? Who can read that for me? Okay? What does it say?
God hates sin.
In fact, so much that he said, if you eat of that fruit, you'll die. That's how much he hates sin. Okay? God hates sin. Let's turn to another verse. Real quick, okay? There's a verse, and you don't have to turn there. Now, Adam and Eve sinned, and so, who else has sinned? Anybody here sinned? Raise your hand if you've ever sinned. Okay? Raise your hand. Wow, I'm glad to see that. I mean, everybody's hand up, okay? All right. Okay? We've all sinned, and in fact, That's the verse I was going to read, okay? You don't have to turn to it. I'll read it here. It says, if I can find it here, the 23rd verse of Romans chapter 3. It says, for three little letters, A-L-L. That spells, what does that spell?
God.
What does A-L-L spell?
All.
All. Very good. All. And what does all mean?
Everybody.
Everybody, right? So we all sinned. And the next part says, and come short of the glory of God. Ooh, wow. How many sins do you think are going to be up in heaven?
Zero.
Thank you. That's a very good answer. Zero. I like that answer. Absolutely none. Well then, I said earlier, maybe I didn't say it, but I'm going to heaven. Okay? I'm going to heaven. I have no doubt in my mind I'm going to heaven. Okay? And there's going to be zero sins in heaven. And we've all sinned. Let's take a look here. Again, in Romans chapter 6 and verse 23, it says, the wages of sin is death. We talked about that. God said to Adam and Eve there, to Adam, he said, if you eat of that fruit, you disobeyed, you're going to die. Okay? Now, you guys said that you had sinned, and I'm glad you raised your hand. But have you ever, you know, we have in our house, we have a little cabinet that's kind of up high, and it has something like this up in there. Okay? It has something like this. And maybe you have a cabinet, something like that, somewhere. And maybe it's up high, and maybe that's for a reason. But you know, I've seen it before where we have some kind of tall bar stools that sit around in front of an island thing. And frequently I've seen one of those things shoved over to that cabinet, and the door left open. And, what do you think happened? Maybe the lid was even left off. Okay? And maybe there was a wrapper left on the island. Somebody took one. Okay? Maybe they thought, well, just one. That's not going to hurt anything. But you know what? If they had been told, don't eat any of that candy up in the top of there, they sinned. They sinned. Okay? Sin. Right? And you know what? There is a remedy for sin. Now, what is the remedy? There is something to take care of sin. In fact, let's read the second part of that verse, 23 there. The gift of God is what? Eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. And our verse said, God commended. That's a great word. God shows, God demonstrates. God shows His love. How? He said, the gift of God is eternal life through
Jesus Christ, our Lord.
Okay, let's read another verse here. And I'm going to ask for help. I do this a lot. I love this verse. And I think I've asked for help frequently, even in our Sunday school at home. But I think it's great because I think it's a very, very important verse to understand. And I love the fact that it's hanging on the wall right over there. Okay? All right? Now, who can help me read? I need somebody to turn around if you're not on this side. Somebody that hasn't answered yet. Somebody want to help me read that big sign on the wall over there? Yeah, what does it say? Thank you for preaching the gospel this morning. That's wonderful. Okay? That is wonderful. For God so loved the world. And I say this a lot too, but I love it. I wish that we could put a whole bunch of O's in after that S-O. Because He loved the world so much. In fact, you know what? We talked about it. He loved His world so much. God loved the world. He sent the Lord Jesus. The Lord Jesus. His very own Son. Down into this world. He lifted up on a cross. And you know why? Because of my sin. While we were yet sinners, God sent His Son, the Lord Jesus, to hang there, to bleed, to die. In those 3 hours of darkness, what happened? The sun shut off. God shut the lights out. That was mentioned last night. What happened in those 3 hours? When God, when the Lord Jesus was hanging there, those nails pounded in His hands. What happened in those 3 hours? Who knows? Somebody in the front row know? What happened? Well, something happened in those 3 hours. What was it? Somebody know what happened?
He died.
Took care of our sins. That's right. He took care of our sins. And how did He take care of our sins? The
We're
Lord Jesus,
dying.
Yes. God punished him. Very good. That's great. That's, we're almost there.
God punished him as if all our sins were done by him.
That's right. God punished the Lord Jesus. We couldn't do it on our own. There was no way we could get to heaven on our own. But the Lord Jesus died there on the cross, and God punished the Lord Jesus for my sins. For my sins. Titus's sins. Okay? And God commanded His love. He showed His love there. And then what happened? You mentioned it. A soldier pierced His side and blood flowed out. Precious blood. Precious blood. For those who love the Lord Jesus. It's that blood that washes our sins away. Washes them. Gone. No more. They're clean. We don't have them. Remember, there's not one sin in heaven. I'm clean. The Lord Jesus paid for my sins. I don't have any anymore. They're gone. He took care of them. Every last one. And that's how I can go to heaven. Because the Lord Jesus paid for Titus William Buchanan's sins. There. And for yours too. If you ask Him. That word up there says believe. Believe. Now, again, we're going to run out of time here. But it says believe. When you believe that the Lord Jesus died for your sins, something happens. Something happens.
You go to
heaven. You go up to heaven. That's right. But you know what? When you believe that the Lord Jesus died for your sins, there's a book. Okay, this is just to represent. Okay? There's a book. And it's called the Book of Life. Okay? And when you believe, if somebody believes, now I hope everybody's name is in there, but I'm going to, this is just going to kind of represent, all right? So, there's a book that when you come to know the Lord Jesus as your Savior, your name gets written down. It gets written down in that book. Okay? So if you've asked the Lord Jesus, if you said, Lord Jesus, I'm a sinner and I want to be saved. I believe that You died for me on the cross. And it was for my sins that You bore them there in those 3 hours. That Your blood was shed for me. Your name's written in there, whether you knew it or not. You might not have realized it. But your name is in that book. Okay? Now, there is something that I think was mentioned earlier over here that I think it's very important to mention. Okay? You don't want to leave it out. If your name is not in there, there's something very serious. Something very solemn. Okay? And I'm going to read it here. This is at the way towards the back of the Bible in Revelation. Okay? I'm going to read it just because I want to make sure we look at this here. It says, you don't have to turn to it. It's Revelation 20, verse 15. It says, whosoever, there was a whosoever in that verse. Okay? Whosoever believeth, that's one side of the coin. And then it says, whosoever was not found written in the book of life. Is your name written in that book? Not this book. The book that's in heaven. Is your name written there? If you said, yes, Lord Jesus, I believe, your name is there. Okay? But this says, whosoever was not found, whoever's name is not in that book, was cast into the lake of fire. Right. What is that? What's the lake of fire?
It's hell.
It is hell. That is exactly right. Fire. Who wants to go there? Nobody, right? But if you don't do that up there, if you don't believe, whosoever is free right now. The gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. But that word believe, you have to believe that. Your very own. It's a personal thing. Your heart. Simply say, Lord Jesus, I believe. And your name will be written down in that book. And it won't be, you won't be one of those whose name was not found there. who were cast into the lake of fire. And this is solemn. If you are cast into the lake of fire, you will be there forever. We talked about forever two times.
Okay?
We talked about forever two times. Forever! With the Lord Jesus? How wonderful. Well, forever in the lake of fire, double as angels. Two things. I think everybody would choose with the Lord Jesus, right? I hope this morning that you have said, yes, Lord Jesus, I believe you died for me. And if you haven't, time's almost up. And I don't mean just on the clock. Okay? I don't mean just up there or up there. We've got a few minutes left. But I'm not talking about the clock. Time's almost up. The Lord Jesus said, surely I come quickly. He's coming. I hope He comes today. But if you don't know the Lord Jesus, it'll be very solemn. Okay? And behold, now is the accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation. So right now we can believe. Okay? Do it now. Today. Before the time is up. Okay? And let's read the verse one more time. God commendeth His love toward us. In that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. So the Lord Jesus, He showed His love fully. Fully. 100%. There. Calvary. That we could have that everlasting life. You see up on the text over there. Now all you have to do is simply believe. Say, Lord Jesus, I'm a sinner and I want to be saved.